From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. More than 200 people have been killed, 1,400 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. VOA's Ayaz Ghul is covering the quake.
The northwestern mountainous region of Pakistan suffered the most. It's not a very well developed area, and mostly it's mud houses, and the structures, especially residential structures, are not strong enough to sustain this kind of a shock. Obviously, it will take some time before the authorities come up with some real assessment of exactly what kind of damage that has occurred in that area.
Ayaz Ghul. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Tanzanian election officials say they plan to announce preliminary results Monday from Sunday's election. Ahead of the vote for a new president and parliament, analysts predicted a tight race, but suggested the ruling CCM party would win. Climate change, trade, and maritime cooperation in the South China Sea topped the agenda when Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Mr. Widodo is the first Indonesian leader to visit the United States in a decade. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. The action comes in response to the continuing wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. Israeli officials said Monday Mr. Netanyahu has ordered a review of policies that grant Israeli social benefits to Palestinians in East Jerusalem and the ability to move freely in Israel, rights Palestinians living in the occupied West Bank do not have. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia-Romaine, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home. He called the referendum an illegal means to keep President Denis Sassou-Nguesso in power. Haitians went to the polls Sunday to select a presidential candidate from the more than 50 people running for the country's top office. 2 candidates have emerged as serious contenders in the race, Jude Celestin and Marcy Narcissi. Results are expected in early November. A runoff presidential election will be held in December. The voting was mostly orderly and not marred by violence. The polls leading up to Argentina's presidential election Sunday got it all wrong. Numerous surveys indicated ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, would win enough votes for an outright victory. But 56-year-old Mauricio Macri, the center-right mayor of Buenos Aires, ran neck and neck with Scioli, virtually ensuring the country's first ever runoff election on November 22nd. The World Health Organization says eating processed meats such as ham, sausages, bacon, and hot dogs can cause cancer. The WHO says eating red meat probably does too. The report by the WHO's International Agency for Research on Cancer evaluated more than 800 studies from several continents about meat and cancer. British nutritionist Linda Johnston says it doesn't look good for meat lovers.
It looks like these processed foods and red meats certainly are very strongly linked, put it that way, to certain types of cancer.
The North American Meat Institute refuted the report, saying dozens of studies show no correlation between cancer and meat. Hundreds of separated family members from North and South Korea briefly reunited Monday and then bid emotional farewells. Many of the 250 South Koreans who participated in the second round of family reunions at North Korea's Mount Kumgang Resort likely will not see their families again. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.